Okay, here it is, Friday Night Fun. Every Friday night, I'll have a new, hot, erotic story for you. Just the thing to bring your weekend alive. Date or no date, your Friday nights will never be the same. And I'll always have a special offer for you from my good friends at AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter offer code Friday at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. Doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Picture this. The perfect little suburban neighborhood. About 2 miles outside the city with cute little old houses, sidewalks, tree-lined streets. You get it, right? Well, this was our neighborhood. Molly, my best friend, lived across the street, and over time we got to know most of the people in our community, because we went running together most nights. So we got to know who was new, who was married, who had children, who to avoid, and who to befriend. Sometimes instead of jogging, we'd take our dogs out for a walk, and this was always fun because this gave us time to actually stop and talk to people along the way. Well, over time, we met a few guys in the neighborhood. Single guys. And, of course, we always enjoyed talking with them the most. Especially Todd. Newly divorced. An engineer. With lovely blonde hair. And the sweetest personality you'd ever want to know. He was big into fitness. Played soccer. Went mountain biking constantly. Kayaking. You know the type. Well, one Friday night, Molly called and invited me to her house for coffee. And after a few hours, we decided to take a walk through the neighborhood. It was late summer and warm, but the evening breeze stirred the air just enough to make it a perfectly beautiful night. "We should stop by Todd's house," she said. "You think? What do? Just show up on his doorstep?" I asked. "Sure, why not?" she answered. "We'll surprise him." When we got to Todd's house, we found him on his front porch in a hammock. He had on jeans and wasn't wearing shoes or a shirt. One leg hung over the side of the hammock, and he rocked himself lazily with his toes. He seemed pretty surprised to see us, and sat up suddenly as soon as he heard us step onto the porch. "Hey, girls, what a pleasant surprise," he said, and I watched as Molly walked calmly across the porch, and without saying a word, dropped into the hammock next to him. "And what an even more pleasant surprise," he said, nervously lifting his arm to make room for her. That's the thing about Molly. She could get away with doing anything crazy, random, or bold. It just came naturally to her. So I took a seat and watched her sit with Todd in the hammock, her long, curly black hair draped over the side and nearly brushing the floorboards as they rocked. Todd seemed comfortable enough sitting next to her. His muscular arms were folded across his bare chest, making his biceps look much bigger than they really were. And I noticed for the first time the little path of hair that started at his navel and disappeared into his pants. I had such a crush on him. I wondered if he knew it. I wanted so badly to be sitting in Molly's place, mashed right up against his body like that. I thought about how I'd take my hand and tuck it down into his pants, just to see what kind of fun I'd find down there. And just as I thought that, I heard Molly say, "Here, you and Todd should sit together." Molly pulled herself out of the hammock as a sweet, sly smile spread across Todd's boyishly sexy face. "Come on," he said, motioning to me. "I swear I won't bite." Incredible! I loved Molly for orchestrating this little get-together. And there I was, sitting in the hammock with Todd, my arm, waist, hip, and leg pressed closely against his, and my hand only inches away from his navel. I was staring at his torso until he cleared his throat, and when I looked up at him, his face was only a breath away from mine. "Okay," Molly said gently. "Now, I think you should kiss each other." As I said, only Molly could get away with this kind of a stunt, but I was happy to play along. I suddenly felt Todd's lips on my cheek, and then on my mouth. And then, We were kissing each other slowly and gently at first, but then more and more passionately. His tongue caressed mine, and I could feel his hair brush against my face. And then his big, square hands softly cradle my jaw as he lifted my mouth up towards him. I let my hand find its way to his bare, toned chest, where I found a nipple and pinched it. He flinched slightly and kissed me harder. So I pushed my palm against his body and slid it down and down until I felt the top of his jeans against my fingers. "Maybe we should take this inside," he whispered to me. And just then I heard Molly walk to the door and open it as though she had been there a dozen times before. Todd's house was pure confusion, with papers and books piled on every surface. It smelled like Nag Champa and candle wax in the living room, and he held the tips of my fingers as he steered me around the clutter over to the deep leather sofa. I wasn't sure what the three of us were doing, but I was having a pretty good time. "Now," Molly said as she sat cross-legged on the floor, "I want you to take off your shirt and bra, and Todd, I want you to bite her nipples." Without thinking, I went along with her instructions, and unbelievably, Todd did too. He bit my nipple gently, and then started to suck on it so that my whole breast tingled with pleasure. I ran my fingers through his silky blonde hair and closed my eyes, letting him lick and suck on my breasts and then my neck. And then, dizzy with arousal, I collapsed to the sofa, pulling him on top of me. During all this, Molly had put on some music, some trance, ambient, Buddha bar-type stuff that actually fit the situation perfectly with its dreamy, alluring beat. The room was completely dark except for the amber-colored streetlights streaming through the window behind us, making his body look golden. Todd was on top of me now, holding himself up on his elbows and gazing down at my face and naked breasts. I could feel him beginning to get hard against my thigh. "She's not wearing panties," Molly said casually. "She put your hand under her skirt and see what you find." And obediently, Todd took his hand and gently slid it under my skirt. I parted my legs slightly for him and watched the expression on his face change as his fingers found the wetness between my legs. He slipped two fingers around the outside of my lips and then slowly slid them inside of me, sending them deeper and deeper as I arched my back towards his chest. He kissed me hard and sucked my tongue into his mouth. I clutched his back and shoulders and pulled him down onto me so I could feel all his weight on my chest. "Undo his pants," Molly said, breathlessly. So I slid my hands down his back and around to the front of his pants. He lifted off me a little so I could pull apart the buttons and free his massive erection into my eager hands. He dropped his head onto my shoulder and moaned as I stroked him, and I could feel a slick little droplet of cum emerge from the tip. "Now," Molly's voice sounded strange and soft, "pull off his pants with your feet. Get your toes under his waistband and push them over his hips." I did exactly as I was told, enjoying the fact that we weren't just being watched, but instructed on what to do at every step. Todd's pants were just past his buttocks when I felt him thrust deeply into me, making me wince and gasp. I wrapped my legs around his waist and pulled him into me even further, while I leaned forward and licked and kissed his chest. "You can't come yet," I heard Molly whisper. "It's too soon." "But God, it's just too much," Todd said through his teeth. And then, just as he said it, I felt him throbbing inside me as he heaved and sighed against my cheek. At that point, I turned my head and saw Molly there on the floor next to us, quaking and shuddering, her fingers deep inside herself. Her head was tossed back against the seat of a chair, her long tendrils of black hair cascading from it, and her lips parted slightly, quivering as her orgasm washed over her body. I said to her in a near whisper, "Now that you've exhausted yourself, I want you to collapse to the floor and fall into a perfect, deep sleep." She looked up at me, smiled, and did exactly as I'd instructed. We both ended up getting exactly what we'd wanted that night, and continued enjoying this game of ours for a very, very long time.
Didn't I tell you? Wow. That story was just gift-wrapped for you. Talking about gifts, my favorite way to enjoy Friday night and almost every night is with a toy from AdamandEve.com. You know they offer all my listeners 50% off almost any item in their store, plus 3 free adult DVDs, free shipping, and a surprise gift. I love these guys. They think of everything. Order now and use the offer code FRIDAY at checkout at AdamandEve.com while it's still available. I like the rabbit vibrators, and maybe you would too. Do it while it lasts, and I'll see you next Friday for Friday Night Fun. Ooh, and I almost forgot. So you don't miss any of these stories, make sure you subscribe and leave me some feedback. You know I'm doing this all for you.